Wow. Yeah. Hey, it's Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking. Talking or talking? I don't know. It's whatever you want. Education. That's what we do. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Jacob, chairman of the board, me, Dr. Tim Slecker. Oh, my goodness. Here we are again. The Busted Pencils seventh day of Christmas. Producer Jacob, you said?
Why, yes, Tim. It's the fabulous Busted Pencils seventh show of Christmas.
Nice.
And you can't see it, listener, because you can't see the festive overlay of the video interface we have. It's pretty amazing. Jacob goes above and beyond to produce not just the great Busted Pencils show, but he makes it a full festive experience for us hosting it here with them. I mean, Jacob, you went above and beyond for this homeroom. Pretty exciting as we're getting closer to the big day.
Getting closer. I thought I heard that that composition, Jacob, that you had worked so hard on.
Uh-oh. Do you want to hear the composition again?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Here it is.
Nice. Bus pencils.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Grab those pencils and bust them.
12 shows of Christmas. You don't want to miss this.
Don't miss it.
Tim Slaker, but goes to Jacob. Sit your ass down and learn.
Whoa.
That's right.
That right there, you know it's Christmas when you hear that song. You know, it's like chestnuts roasting on an open fire and Busted Pencils Christmas music, man. I love that. Jacob, though, class is in session here on the seventh day of Christmas, and I love that you came in with, you know, our own original music because, you know, Johnny will know that actually, you know, this podcast, radio show, you name it, hey, it has always had music behind driving everything we do. And so, you know, the whole idea here of our own original Christmas music.
I think it's a lot of fun, Tim, because the fun thing about it is that you can make a funny little song whenever you want. I mean, it's no big deal. But hopping onto an AI thing and writing out my original Busted Pencils Christmas chime and having it not sound bad, it actually sounds like a fun song, that is too much power for one person to have. So I don't know if this is going to last forever, but I'm happy that AI has empowered me on this beautiful homeroom edition of Busted Pencils.
Yes.
Wait.
Special Monday.
Whoa, the seventh
show till Christmas. You know, the seventh show of Busted Pencils Christmas, Tim. It's Monday. Oh. Homeroom. It's big time.
Jacob, well, you know what?
I love that, though, the personalized song with the overlay of the festivities. I added this weekend, you sent me the track, and I added it to my Christmas playlist. So it currently comes on, you know, when everyone's chilling out and having like holiday kind of drinks and, you know, and mingling. It comes on, sit your beep down and learn.
Learn.
Oh, man, learn. Love it. Big fan. So, man. Hey, but Tim, we've been texting all weekend. You know, the news never stops.
The news never stops. And in fact, I mean, this one here, it's got me so upset that I didn't even realize what day it was to start here. You know, thinking about it. No. Okay.
Send me to the bottle.
It's a bottle, you know. I mean, I cut my hair again. You can see what, you know, I must have sucked out a few of the cognitive brain cells attached to the ends of the roots of my hair that I don't have many left of anymore. But, Johnny, you know, it is the giving season. And whoa, gotta love this gift. The Department of Education settled a lawsuit and all is right with the world again, because taxpayers, you get the most awesome of gifts ever. You don't have to pay for my student loans anymore. My son's student loans, my daughter's student loans. You're off the hook this Christmas because, hey, the Department of Education agreed with a couple of the states, one of them, Missouri, I forget, who said that, you know, no, there is no such thing as a free lunch, as a free ride, as, you know, well, there wasn't anything free. In fact, even the whole idea of getting a little bit of relief on the taxpayer's dime, that's out the door. What I'm talking about, Johnny, the SAVE program introduced by Biden by, quote, executive order, which was not forgiveness. Let's just remember, forgiveness had already been beaten down. This was just a way to allow student loan repayment to actually be a little bit more affordable. And, you know, you can catch a little tone in my voice of going, I'm not sure that actually this was a gift to the taxpayers, because when the SAVE program was in place, everybody was still paying back their student loans anyway. So when you look at news stories right now that are out there celebrating the finalization of this lawsuit, this is one of those things where it's like, man, what a way to wake up and go, homeroom, man, that $500 a month, I didn't realize that, because under the SAVE plan, I was paying $100 a month. I spent $400 on a Christmas gift for somebody. I got to take it back. I'm a mess, Johnny.
Well, Tim, no, I mean, it's news, and we're here to talk about all things education related, and most certainly, you know, the enormous weight of student loan debt across this country is a big topic in education until we figure it out, until it gets solved, because repayment in most cases has already occurred. It's just all of the, like you've noted this before, the accrued interest and all the, you know, twists and turns in the system. For any listener out there with student loans knows, just merely figuring out what your current balance is and everything, it's gotten a little bit better to like go online and kind of check everything and stay up with it. But it's been a mess. It continues to be a mess. And I wasn't too shocked by this story, Tim. You know, I don't expect this administration to do anything for the working people of this country that's going to help them out. I mean, yes, they did say, hey, we're here to help make, you know, grocery costs lower, and we're here to figure out how working America can experience a higher quality of life. All these things that the current administration said they were going to deliver, they riled folks up on and have not delivered. So it's no shock to me that, you know, any of the allowance, I don't know what to call them, allowances. I don't like forgiveness, because forgiveness implies that something wrong has happened. And then it's like, no, you know, taking out a loan to go to public school so that you can contribute to your community, especially thinking about it as, you know, somebody in public service, like, you know, a teacher out there, or, you know, anybody who's providing like their civic duty through the employment and work that they do in their community. These are, you know, these are standard practices around the developed world. And, you know, we happened to, like I've said many times, marketize education, right? Create it as a commodity, not as part of a, necessarily as a part of a democracy, but as something you can buy. And what if I needed to get to a job? Well, if you can't buy it now, well, then you are going to have to take a loan, and good luck repaying that loan. And it's a mess that we got to get out of. We've had many shows about it before, Tim. And now here we are again. No shocker to me. You know, these stories, like we said on some of our previously recorded shows lately, are about smuggling in ideology. Well, this one most certainly gets to, you know, throw some punches at Biden.
Well, I would, yeah, come on. I'm like, you know, because here's the thing. We're going to get hit for going, yeah, you guys are always coming down on this administration. Well,
I mean, this administration isn't doing anything to help make the cost of living any lower.
When it's deserved, we do. But, you know, yeah. Okay. I think it's just evil's not the right word. It's just gross to actually go in and tell people who, you know, had a little bit easier a time because they had a reduced rate to pay back. Not forgiveness, not doing away with their balance, just the ability to pay less over time so that they could, quote, continue to have affordability. So the fact that they went after this so hard to get rid of it is, to me, some form of just, you know, it's mean. It's just mean, true meanness. But come on. Let's put the blame, though. Why was this administration able to, undo something? Well, because the Democrats, and this can go for a lot of things, so everybody who's mad at us for hitting on this administration, don't worry, the slapdown for the Democrats is coming right now, so get ready, you know, bite on that stick, because this is going to hurt Democrats. But you're the reasons we're in this situation, because when you were in power, when you were in control, when you had full ability to fix Obamacare and put it into legislation to make it the law of the land, you didn't. When it came down to actually protecting a woman's right to choose and to codify that into law, when you had the majorities, you didn't. When it came time to put forward student loan affordability and some form of forgiveness, you put that forward in an executive order. All of these things that should have been created, put forward, and put into law, when you're the majority party, you have a mandate to take care of business, not create situations that allow you to continue complaining and therefore use these as ways to get reelected, as opposed to doing the job the right way that you're supposed to do. And that's what happened with every one of these issues. They kept them active and alive so that they could, quote, use them as reelection tools, as opposed to actually doing the work for the blue collar scholars out there. Yeah, student loan, blue collar scholars, all of this. And so this is my, you know, homeroom welcome, seventh day of Christmas. Hey, up your, well, you know what? Come on. Yes, this administration is mean. They're mean. They told us they were going to be mean. The fact is, though, is that we could have taken away their ability to enact so much meanness. But Democrats, guess what? Hey, Democrat, if you're winning, don't pick a Democrat to be on your team, because guaranteed they're going to figure out a way to lose it.
Well, that's a lot, Tim. I don't know that
Merry
I can say.
Merry Christmas, you know, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Happy Monday. Good homeroom.
No, Biden.
Just a comment on this. I think, you know, I agree with the sentiment here of, you know, there was a window, there was an opening to really, you know, eliminate the student debt crisis. To just, you know, the instrumentalist in me, like saying, like, hey, it makes more sense to put more money back into our local economies, even into not so local economies, more purchasing of cars, more taking vacations, more meals out, whether they're at local establishments or, you know, I would hope they are, but they could be anywhere. As a stimulus to the economy, it made all the sense in the world to eliminate the student debt crisis, or at least bring it up to, you know, a manageable like task, like, hey, where are you at in your debt repayment? How's it been going? How do we smooth this out so that there's more money going into our economy, right? That made a lot of sense. It was low hanging fruit for anybody running for office. I actually, you know, in a past couple of years ago, premonition said, brace yourselves because it could come from either Republican or a Democrat running for office to say as part of their platform that they're going to, you know, fix the student loan debt crisis. I mean, that would be a massive and certainly not unprecedented move. Might I note, like, Tim, I think, you know, I tend to shy away from, you know, if something's mean or not, or a group is mean or not. It's like, but I'll get into, I think it is a little bit like we're grasping for what can we call it when it's just simply non-logical. You know, it's not unprecedented to do any kind of a bailout. I mean, we've experienced it, whether it was in, you know, the banking industry, whether it was been in, you know, automotive industry. It doesn't come at the expense to taxpayers. And economists have done the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Take the feelings out of it. As much as I'm a feelings guy, Tim, you're a feelings guy. You know, take the feelings out of it and just run the numbers. You immediately, and you touched on this, Tim, we're going into holiday season, all these things. You immediately put money into the economy when you lower or you eliminate this crushing debt that people are shouldering in their careers and shouldering in a lot of aspects of their lives. And that's money not going, as costs of groceries continue to go up, as cost of, you know, anything, like people listening to the show, you've gone out to eat, you've seen the cost of engaging in community go significantly up. Mm. And one way to increase or be a stimuli to our economy is to have more money available at, you know, each pay for the working people of this country. Tim, the other thing that I just want to point out is that's also wishful thinking on our part, because nothing about the past few administrations has done, and that's, I think, some of your sentiment here, has done much to really address the living conditions of working America, and instead has sort of written out that page out of the playbook of the culture wars of saying, who's really making it hard for everybody? It's these people who went to college and they spent all that money on college. Well, you know, college really isn't all it's cracked up to be. And these people irresponsibly took on debt to do it. And so that's why things are so expensive. So maybe you didn't get to go to college. Maybe you didn't go to college. Maybe you chose not to go to college. Well, those college people are trying to get out of their agreement to pay back, right? There's all this discourse out there that is anti-college degrees, right? It's really hurtful to the people. And some of it is because of that divide we have had, Tim. Mm-hmm. We said, like, a college education doesn't make you any better than your neighbor in what it means to be part of the community, part of the neighborhood. It just might have been a necessary pathway to what you chose to do. And the same thing can be said, you know, for someone who, you know, chooses to be, you know, a landscaper, or who really enjoys, you know, being a plumber, like a lot of my buddies, right? And so, you know, they most certainly felt like college wasn't the best pathway for them. It didn't serve the ends to the means for what they did. But, you know, one of the things that I always shake my head at, Tim, is we have to live with this. We are in a moment where culturally it's been a little elitist to identify as a college graduate. And so some of that is to be expected. I said, sometimes you just gotta bite down, like you said, and take it. So those of you with student loan debt, and I'm included in that, this is a moment where, like, you know, we haven't represented our degrees in kind enough ways to say, hey, we're all together in this. So there are a lot of people who are vehemently opposed. And I think that part of that, Tim, you're saying is also that's a missed opportunity to share correct or truthful information, that is, this doesn't fall on taxpayer.
Yeah.
This doesn't fall on the working American. It doesn't even fall on the rich.
No.
It absolutely is a nothing write-off for the government to say, this is a huge mess. We shouldn't have done this. There's just a little bit of humility that affords them a ton of hubris in the future to say, hey, this was a bad decision 20 some years ago. Colleges, get it right now. Students, you know, whatever you choose to go into, whether you're going the college degree route or whether you're going careers or trades, we need you in our communities. And let's figure out how to boost our economy locally and in the everyday kind of ways big numbers can do. So eliminating the student loan debt would make all the sense in the world. The world watching us still is dumbfounded that we haven't done that or figured this out. So again, a little humility to afford us some hubris moving forward. It's like, hey, made a mistake, but guess what? Learned from it, and we made some big adjustments. So Tim, I'm going to say, as down as I am about these continued stories, I'm optimistic because we got a new year coming and we've got new elections and we've got all kinds of, I said it before, you know, on the show, and I'll be saying it over our break because I really believe it. I think this upcoming year is going to be a year where people start to see through the tomfoolery. And I don't mean like the left or the right. I mean the masses, like the people all in between who are like, wait a minute, this didn't work with this administration or that administration. And they're just throwing darts at each other across the table. Let's figure this out because we need this to be fixed. And it's not only student loan. It's our economy. It's our quality of life in this country. It's our medical system. They're all related. Stop blaming the people and look to what your government can do, right, to make it so that we can exercise our civic duty, be strong citizens, contribute in our communities, and not be straddled with all kinds of, you know, crippling debt. And I know that's a word I should probably not be using with my awareness of ableism, which could be a whole class.
Suffocating debt.
I mean, it could be.
Yeah, this is, oh my God, this is one of those home rooms where it's like, man, before I go to first period, I'm going to have to jump in the bathroom and catch a smoke, man, before, or catch a vape, you know, because this is way too long of a home room. You know, here's the other thing. Okay. Lawsuit is settled. Great. Okay. I want to now see the effect of doing this now that all the quote taxpayers are quote off the hook, which is crap. But to me, this now means that affordability, you know, for steaks and gasoline and all, automatically now we should see a drop in prices. Because this student loan debt that the taxpayers had been just forking out and making this economy stink, it's over. So I now want to see instant price drops as a result of finally solving this horrendous idea to give people a break on their student loans, because now it's been fixed. And with this fix, affordability should be right coming at straight at you. But you know, now it's time for your moment of zen. The cry of the poor is not always just, but if you don't listen to it, you will never know what justice is.
Thanks for listening to Busted Pencils Homeroom Podcast today. And remember to grab great other podcasts filled with more Busted Pencils content on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, on the Civic Media website. Hey, and don't miss this week's class in session on Wednesday, and find our special drop of producer Jacob's Choice on Friday. And of course, Pencil Busters, you can catch the Busted Pencils broadcast on Saturday at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations for 1 hour of your favorite blue-collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.